Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Yeah, all right, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. How you doing, Brandon?
The answer.
I'm doing good, too.
Hello, I said hello. How are you doing?
You know what? I hit the wrong button. I hit your mic.
How long have you been board hopping?
It says host mic, and I realize I'm not the host.
But you want to be.
I know. No, trust me. I don't have the credentials like you do.
Are you getting me Ronda Rousey, or are you not?
I'm trying my best. I've already emailed her. Not emailed, but messaged her on Instagram and another spot, too.
No, you need to go to Bobby Blaze.
I know. Connections, but I doubt he has anything related. No, but I'll see.
You can't say that until he says, I don't have a contact.
Well, how do we get a hold of the wrestling world? I mean, who do you...
He's the man. He's the man. This guy, he knows everybody in the wrestling world. I mean, he got me Bobby Blaze, which was probably, disagree, one of the better interviews we've done.
I love that interview. Well, and I still listen to it to this day.
It's awesome. Know. And I follow him on Facebook, and I follow him on Instagram, I think.
Yep, knows. Instagram.
Are you a wrestler fan?
Not really. It depends. If it's true boxing, my grandpa, I grew up watching boxing and wrestling.
You could be a wrestler.
She's more fragile than she used to be.
No,
she's not.
Between her car crashes.
Well, there is something to be said for that. She is broken.
I know. My arm still has issues.
I was just going to say the only reason why I was messaging her is because there was rumors that she's leaving WWE and she's going to start off on her own adventures again. I was thinking, that means there's going to be more time open for her or something.
We're talking about
the Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because the girl that works at the tavern, she's buff as can be, man. She is a Ronda Rousey lookalike. I'm serious. Even actually better built than Ronda. And her and I were talking and I go, can you believe she went to the WWE? She goes, I was very disappointed that she... Well, because... Yeah, and she's done movies. Did you see her in what was the latest movie she did?
She did Expendables 3. I know that for sure. She was awesome in that.
She was in, wasn't she in a, was it a Bond movie?
Was it Quantum Solace? No.
Yeah. She was awesome. Anyway, but that's another story. Hey, Scoonies side by side. They got my Honda Talon. Oh, and they were nice enough to tell me there's not a lot of accessories for a Honda Talon because they're just late into the game.
No, they don't need any accessories. They're good vehicles.
I'm super stoked. They're over there. They're putting a new roll cage on because everybody says their roll cages are...
What?
Well, everybody. I've talked to a lot of people.
You're not going to flip that thing over. You know how to drive.
No, I know, but I mean, it's no sense. I mean, I might as well be safe. Anyways, they are amazing. They do service. They do insurance work. They know exactly what they're doing. That Scoonies side by side in Elkhorn, right off of Greenfield. We got to get a phone number for them one of these days. But they do it all. Just go to Scoonies, Schoony-S in Elkhorn. They will hook you up. Did I miss anybody since you don't give them my update?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Moving right along.
I'll have Brendan print it again.
No, he won't do it. He's calling Ronda Rousey. He hasn't got time for this. Oh, see, here he's back. Is that the Ronda Rousey contact info?
No, that's your schedule for today. I left it in my mailbox.
Jeez Louise. Things I have to do to make a living. All right, let's give a big shout out. Congratulations to Ed Stoven. He's retired. He's now going to go to work for SDORC in Sacramento.
He's got two kiosks to finish and a bandana to finish before he does anything else.
And then Audrey and I are packing his happy butt up, and we're sending him to Sacramento with his Suzuki Samurai.
There is a safety summit this month that he's supposed to be going up to Sacramento for. Hopefully he bought his ticket already.
Now he has no...
July 28th.
See, but if you became... Right,
27th.
Hey, if you became a... What do you call him? What are we looking
Lobbyist.
For?
Lobbyist.
You wouldn't have to pay for nothing because we'd pay for everything.
Yeah. I mean, we still pay for it, but we reimburse him for his travels and everything, being an SDRC president.
I wouldn't until he becomes a lobbyist. He has to pay. He's got more retirement money than you and I put together.
Oh, I'm doing okay, but no way am I wealthy.
Start selling some motorcycles.
Tempting. So we got a lot to talk about today.
I'm here all
there's
day.
There's been a lot that's gone on.
So there's California fuel taxes gone up. Like Dave and Audrey said, there's the safety summit at the end of July. We have some state legislation to talk about. The national forests are turning the screws on cost recovery and BLM conservation. There's a lot going on, and some of it I'm not very happy about. So this Bureau of Land Management conservation proposal, the comment period ended a couple of days ago. I got comments in for SDORC.
Yep, I made my comments.
KUSI. Ever reach out to you? It was very short notice.
No, they did not reach out to me. No, sorry.
I looked at comments from other people. I saw some off-roaders comments. I saw some green organization comments, like a lawyer for the Sierra Club did comments for the Center for Biological Diversity, which I thought was weird. Mm-hmm. And I saw a church in Washington wrote comments supporting this conservation proposal, which I also thought was kind of weird. And then there was a bunch of off-road people like us, and someone I saw who's been in this field a long time wrote a very short comment saying, I oppose this, which I thought was kind of weird. I thought that person could have done a little research and maybe like extrapolated.
Well, not really. I mean, if you oppose, you oppose. I mean, I think that's a pretty
good... So how do you justify your opposition?
Well, call me up.
Okay. So how did I support my opposition of it? Well, let me tell you. So I did a little research, and there's about 20 federal legislative acts that govern how land is managed, and they're all conservation. Yes, thank you, Dave. They're all conservation acts. For instance, the Wilderness Act, the Antiquities Act, the Migratory Bird Act, the Endangered Species Act. There's a whole bunch of acts that tell the agencies that they have to protect the land a lot. So wilderness. The Wilderness Act allows land to be designated as wilderness. Wilderness means no mechanized travel. Not just motorized travel, but no mechanized travel. So there's no wheelchairs, there's no mountain bikes in a wilderness. There's only human feet and horse feet. So the United States has what I call a staggering 111.7 million acres of wilderness. Right. That's more land area than the entire state of California. Mm-hmm. And California is a big state. Have you ever driven to Oregon? It takes a long time to drive that far.
Yep.
San
Francisco's bad enough.
When you think about all the other different acts, the Wilderness Act, the Antiquities Act, everything that goes along with this, does the Bureau of Land Management have the authority to even? I don't think they have the authority
I mentioned that.
So, because in this administration, you don't have to have authority. You don't have to abide by the law. You really don't. You can do whatever the hell you want.
They can just defend against the incoming lawsuit that may. Yeah. So in addition to 111 million acres of wilderness, there's 424 national park sites spanning 84 million acres. Then there's national monuments and national conservation areas, over 13.7 million acres. There's a freaking lot of land that's protected. And that doesn't include ACECs, Areas of Critical Environmental Concern. I couldn't find out how many acres that is.
But
that's a lot.
All.
That's a lot. And there's not.
They want it all.
Dave, there's not that much left. When you look at all of that, you put all that together and compare that to the land that's not like that,
we
can go shooting, riding, mining, rock hounding, hunting, fishing, all those activities that people would like to do, there's not that much left.
No, that's my backyard. You can come over here, you can hunt, you can fish, you can rock in my backyard, and it's a quarter of an acre.
Yeah.
I'll be right over.
I'm only giving you one quarter. I'm not going to give you the other quarter. Let's take a break. You're listening to STRC Dirt Radio. More news. Keep you abreast. You need to get involved. Get off the couch. STRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Are we talking Gravel King?
Yeah.
You sure?
You want me to do it?
Sure, go ahead.
Gravel Kings, they're here for any of your off-road racing information. Follow them on YouTube. Follow them on Instagram. They're at all the big races. They were at Glen Helen yesterday. They've got new video content coming out every single week. Gravel Kings, they're here. They're your off-road media mecca. Kings, that's what they're
here
for.
What do you do with them? What, do you find them on Instagram?
Instagram and YouTube. Subscribe and follow them.
Do they
go out
gravel?
To all the... They do not. They are actually just media content creators. So they're all about going out. They video. They do interviews.
Clothing? So they, got in, they provide entertainment.
They provide entertainment.
If you like off-road entertainment,
you like off-roading,
they got it. I didn't realize that.
They've t-shirts. Got clothing, hats, and t-shirts as well, but mainly they're media content
creators.
So if
you want somebody to cover your event and get you on the map.
Gravel Kings is the one to go to. Yep. Right. Check them out. Subscribe, Instagram, and YouTube.
All right, cool.
I'm going to invite them to go look at all the old motorcycles in my garage.
Oh,
old race bikes.
Stop it. You're retired. You have to be a lobbyist.
They need work. No, Dave wants me to
no, you have
go
to
Sacramento
yes.
and lobby on
we
behalf of the off-road
wait
community.
To get you to go to Sacramento.
And I have a few things I've been putting off. I need to, according to Audrey, I need to remodel my kitchen and bathrooms.
No, you need to tear that house down and rebuild.
No,
right out
I
of
like
the 80s.
No, don't tear it down. I love his house. He's got a nice house.
You just don't like anything in it.
I just don't like his kitchen and the bathroom.
That's funny. I like. You know what? I have a gas stove, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I love cook because I had electric before. I love cooking on gas, and
oh, yeah.
I don't
I
really
gas.
Care.
I don't want
the rest
electric?
Of it.
I don't like electric.
Have you ever
I
cooked on electric? I grew up with electric. Like I thought that's how you cooked.
No,
and I cooked on gas. I'm oh my god! I can
I
make
love
an, like
gas.
It works so, yeah, no. so much better.
It works so much better. Everything
electric.
Comes out tastier.
Yeah very really much is. So. Yeah,
flame
and
on.
You can control. All right. So what do you got next? Since you seem to
have
38 pages,
have we? Driven BLM conservation into the ground.
I don't
we
know.
We
didn't
put a stake into its
we,
heart.
We have not done the conservation.
No.
Well, the whole thing about this is we... the frustration doesn't come across well enough. The scariness, the what could happen to the Bureau of Land Management with this. I mean, if they actually go to...
we didn't talk about the conservation easements. That
that's
the
what
Sierra
I, yeah,
Club
that,
can... That's what you're getting
yeah,
to?
Yeah, that's what I was just getting
right,
to.
Get it,
was
get to
was
that.
Was
sorry.
The what's going on with this and what they're trying to do with this is they're going to open up land to have it managed, right, by nonprofits. So a nonprofit can buy Bureau of Land Management land
what
to...
Is up
to
they can
that.
Buy
a
conservation lease
on this land, right? So the Sierra Club can lease the Bureau of Land Management land and then set up their rules and regulations
so
for it.
So there's more control.
So it's more controlled and you have less access
can
to
STRC
it.
Can STRC go buy the land?
Yes, we would be a nonprofit as well, so we could potentially buy land when it comes to that. But
we don't have the funds.
We don't have the money that they do. If we had the money, if
and
we had the backing,
all the land.
It would be absolutely amazing.
I like the way you think,
because
Dave. We'll
if
have
we
to talk
could,
to our friends.
Dude, if we could buy the land and have it properly managed. Here's the thing with proper management. We talk about forest management, clearings. We would actually have trails that you have decent clearing go through. You wouldn't have to have workarounds. The proper signage would be out. You would know what it would be. You would have each trail properly marked and designated so that the person would know before they go, right? Like what?
Do you know who would fund this?
Who?
Elon Musk.
Mm.
Stop and think about it.
Oh, that's a good
and he's
point.
Got all the money, and it would and he loves sticking the screwdriver into the liberal left.
Yeah,
this
and,
would be
and he would
golden.
Like there to be access to mining and
yeah,
right
yes.
because he's going to need rare earth stuff for
right.
his cars.
Because China controls 80%. And the U.S. refuses to allow anybody to mine the minerals they need.
They say, so California just put the budget in last year, right? Newsom's budget for California. Yes, yes. Put $5 billion aside for the Salton Sea for mining, right? But the regulation that they just put down with it, and if this conservation goes through, guess what? They're not going to be able to do a damn thing about it.
No, of course not.
And how are they going to turn it into, in the next 5 years, how is he going to turn it into the largest mine, cobalt mine?
You do know he just raised
lithium mine, sorry.
He just raised your gas tax by 8%.
Oh, yes. I totally understand.
I have a whole gas tax thing here.
July 1st just happened, so you know, you want to talk about our tracking and money issues right now. It's very, very scary.
Okay, I have something I have to tell you that's going to break your heart.
What?
I live in Alpine.
Yeah,
you
so
now
do I.
live in Alpine.
So do I now.
My fuel bill last month was $787.
Oh, my God.
That's
$787.
That's before the 8% increase.
And I have to drive to Imperial Beach every day.
Well, now you're going
to
walk.
My goodness.
Borrow one of his motorcycles.
How about a bicycle? They're cheaper.
No, borrow one of his bikes.
I got plenty of bikes. You're welcome.
You know, it's just, oh my God, it's just.
It's unreal right this now. It's very scary.
We're constantly fighting.
If the conservation easements happen and if they go through, I can guarantee you the Sierra Club has the money readily available now to buy.
I understand. They have like close to $1 billion sitting ready to go for whatever. They have they have an awful lot of money. We don't even have a hundredth of that.
No.
No.
So they're poised and ready to take over. Now, when you look at land, let's say take a big swath of desert, a big chunk of desert land, and you look at it, and the desert land that has what they call wilderness character has already been made wilderness. So all the land out there that's desirable for protection, the environmental community has campaigned vigorously, and they've succeeded in protecting all this land. So the land that's left is the land that's not really very worthwhile for conservation. It doesn't have biodiversity. But it does have off-road vehicle and other recreational value.
Right.
So the land that's left means a lot to us. And now this next move that really will take over a lot of that land looks really bad to us. And it's very upsetting.
So what is the benefit of the Sierra Club? Let's just say they close everything down. What have they gained? Control?
Well, they have control, and they have the happiness of
But the land is sitting there.
Power,
they're not
power and control.
Yeah, but so what does it gain them? They spent all that money.
Their constituents are happy, and they want to stand back and just leave it alone. It's not for people, right? Their view is different than our view. Our view is like, how does that help us? Their view is, how does that take care of itself so that none of us can go in there? They want to keep people away from it. It's just nature. There's no people out there. That's what they want.
So what's the point? You don't get to enjoy it.
They don't want us to enjoy it. They want it to be natural, not affected by humans.
They want you to stay inside of your home and get on your computer and do whatever on your computer that makes them money and you just be a robot. And you don't leave your house, because if you're going to leave your house, you can't go more than 15 minutes away from your house, and everything should be accessible within 15 minutes of your house.
And you cook a small battery in your car should be fine.
Right.
Because you're not going far. And they want everybody to live in the cities. They want high density in the cities and low density everywhere else.
But it doesn't benefit anything.
No, that was proved many years ago. Like, what was it, over 100 years ago when that was proved, when they tried to turn everybody into the cities, and then they realized that didn't work and that they needed people to be out in the rural areas.
I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I am saying that's their agenda. They want to have most of the people in the city, not many people outside the city, and they want to keep the open land open for the critters and not for the people. That's their agenda.
Then when all the critters come into the city and start eating everybody.
I hope so. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I still think it sounds crazy, but if I had any way, shape, or form to reach out to Elon Musk, I bet if you presented him with a program, he would back it.
So with the proposal. So step by step, they just finished the comment period. So they're going to chew on the comments for a while, and then they're going to come
out with... How many positive, how many negative would you say?
I I bet it's about half and half.
Well, one of the other things that I saw about this, which God bless South Dakota for being the first state to say that foreign countries cannot purchase land. But the other thing with this is the Bureau of Land Management, you know, if they open up these easements
and who knows, could China start trying to set up something?
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
They'll set up
look at Arizona
here.
And look at all the issues with the water in Arizona right now because Arabs have bought all of the land in Arizona and they're growing alfalfa for their damn camels over in Arizona, and it's draining the water line. People have to drill 300 feet deeper to try and get water because alfalfa takes a lot of water, and Arizona is in desperate need of water right now because you have Saudi Arabia that owns over half of Arizona.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I'm more pissed off than I was when I started.
So this process, at some point, the BLM is going to make a decision. They're going to go forward with it or they're going to scrap it. And I don't know what. It's still a drama. I don't see it going on.
Why would they scrap it?
Because they got a lot of comments and they got a lot of threats of lawsuits. Who knows? But it'll go one way or the other. If they choose to adopt this idea, then we should go to Elon Musk and say, hey, here's what's going on. Let's make a proposal and work together and try for us to take over some of this land so it doesn't go to others who will lock it up, and maybe we can keep access for mining and recreation and other activities.
Yeah. So my only concern is, like, and I use the example of Pismo Beach. It was given to us.
Yes. Right. Yes.
But they just decided they're taking it away.
Yeah.
And they have no legal right to take away that land.
Yeah.
But they're just doing it because there's nobody that...
Because
the Sierra Club lobby is hard.
Because they put multi-million-dollar homes in downwind, and now you've got the hoity-toity ritzy that don't like to go outside and enjoy the outdoors, that like to be in their immaculate homes, you know, and enjoy that nice, you know, lifestyle, right?
And they're upset that their houses are getting full.
Their house is getting dirty and the sand is blowing in, not understanding the logic behind Mother Nature and the what created the dunes behind it. No. It's us off-roaders. We're the bad guys, right?
Yeah, but look what happens next time you make Mother Nature mad.
Exactly. It doesn't stop. And it's going to come in, and it's coming in tenfold. Exactly.
And I hope it wipes every one of those million-dollar homes out. Just fills them with sand.
How do you deal with the illogical? How do you deal with the irrational? How do you make them understand and see? I mean, even to the point of going off-roading, because, you know, I could pull in my next door neighbor. She's a very strong liberal. She's gone off-roading. Her husband owns a sand car. He's got one of the fastest cars in Glamis.
Did you take the
keys?
That's
the one that took me 127 miles an hour.
You should know. Go take his keys. I'm sorry. You can't have it. We're taking it off. Nope, you're done. And you put it in your yard. It could be yard art.
No. They're married. They're not married. They're almost married, basically. But they have their differences, right? How do you deal with that?
I know.
And her and I get into debates all the time, but we love each other, right? And I can't make her see eye to eye
because she's an alien. She's from another planet.
I should bring her in.
No. You're as bad as my brother-in-law. I go, will you quit bringing me in?
I mean, it's
room?
An idea. But we could. It's just.
They're
I don't
not
know
gonna
if it
listen.
Would end well.
No, they're not going to listen. They're
well.
Aliens. Yeah. It's a planet they're from. I don't know.
If we get somebody who's a rational person to sit there and, like, we rationally discuss this stuff, I mean, maybe we could come to some kind of...
No. That used to be what you could do back in the day.
Like an honest debate.
I mean, she's a rational person. We have honest debates. We don't get angry with each other. We don't get upset. We literally have debates. We have our discussions. We go back and forth. We'll drink our wine.
You haven't moved her. You haven't moved her.
She hasn't moved me. Nope.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll beat up some more people when we come back right here on STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
Answer.
to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Did I tell you folks after this show I'm angry? And then I'm good.
What about the gun show?
Then I do my gun show at 4 to 6. Stay tuned. And then I'm angry again.
Well, can we put them like in the center?
No, my heart couldn't take it.
Then you'll be happy for a couple hours. You get mad.
My heart couldn't take it. I mean, this is bad enough because then I see, I'm a kind of guy.
It's okay, Dave. I got more worse stuff.
No, if it makes sense, I'm fine. But if it doesn't make sense, it makes me crazy.
See, Audrey doesn't remember Roy Denner.
S&S Off-Road Magazine. Let me tell you, if you haven't been to S&S Off-Road Magazine online, and that would be SSORMAG.com, you will be forever addicted. I mean, that is one of the best sites. Everything from articles, up-to-date desert conditions, what's going on, where you can go, where you can't go. Articles written by Ed Stoven that'll also keep you abreast as to what's going on. Classifieds, you want to buy, sell, product, maybe you got something you want to let go. It's all right there because the community is huge. SSORMAG.com. All right, what more have you got to irritate me with?
Oh, my God. A short one, forest recovery. So National Forest just had a comment period, and I'm sad to admit that I missed the comment period. I didn't even know that it was a thing until after the comment period closed. It closed May 8th or something. I found out from Amy that they had gone through this. So they're increasing cost recovery. So agencies, when they allow an event to take place or some activity to take place, and they have to have staff do stuff to help, they try to get the cost of having that staff work on that from the people that did the event or whatever. So the Bureau of Land Management, Audrey knows very well, what is $5 or $6 a head for our lost lizard?
It's $6 a head for our permit for the lost lizard.
Okay, because it used to be $5 a head not too many years ago. So they increased, I mean, what's the percentage of that? It's like a 20% increase. So the National Forest want to do a cost recovery increase for events. So we could move, it's conceivable, we could move our Lost Lizard fun run to Corral Canyon and we could drive around the forest routes and we could do an event out there. And they used to have an enduro out there. I forget the name. Bruce Sanford used to put it on. So they used to have events out there. And the forest has to have people help put on the event. Not directly putting on the event, but they have to like do an environmental review. Like, okay, what routes are you going to go? We have to make sure stuff. So the forest does stuff. I don't really know exactly what they do.
Same with the Bureau of Land Management. When you do the poker run, you have to turn in your route prior to. They have to have it at least 2 months in advance.
But why is it $6 a head?
That's cost recovery. It's part of your permit event.
What's cost recovery?
Well, you have to pay basically for the usage of the park. When you're going to put on a large event of some sort, you're going to have an impact, right? We pull anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people out to the desert to send them on this route.
So the impact is?
Trash, maintenance, mainly what they do.
We don't maintain.
We do.
Explain to me why are you?
So here's what I did. So we work with the park, with the Bureau of Land Management, and we put on the Lost Lizard at Superstition. They know Superstition is one of our areas that we love, right? That's one of our favorite playgrounds to go to. So when they had stuff, they said, oh, you've done your stuff here. We have money we need to spend. Do you have any areas of concern? And I said, you know what? Yes. If you go to the 7.5 mile marker down Wheeler Road, all the way down Wheeler Road, one, grade Wheeler. It's horrible. It needs to be graded. And they grade Wheeler on a regular basis for us. And then two, there's a spot where heavy fifth wheels, motorhomes, as you're going through and you go to the backside all the way down Wheeler and you get to the Three Fingers where the sand dunes are, everybody gets stuck at this one section. And the dirt, the road was really bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Super sandy and everybody digs in deep. So what did the Bureau of Land Management do with our recovery cost money? They went out, they took a excavator out there, couple of big pieces of heavy equipment. They dug out that area and went 8 feet deep or 9 feet deep and removed all the sand out of there. They brought in hard pack gravel and other dirt to fill the area. And since then, motorhomes do not get stuck at that section. So that was 2 years ago that we actually had that area repaired and fixed. And so the, everybody get, what, knows it as the basketball court set, or the basketball hoop area.
So the agency, they get money from a federal allocation.
Right.
Right. And that's enough to cover the staff. And like it should be, and we sort of think that should be enough for all the stuff they do. And it's not quite enough. And so they get state park grants, and that fills in a lot of the gaps. And they get this cost recovery.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more. And I don't really like it, but it's hard to fight. And like you choose your battles, and I would have wrote comments against it, but I missed the deadline. I feel bad about that. But Amy got comments in, so that just sucks. But I mean, I get it. And certain activities should require cost recovery if they have an impact that causes the agency to need to do stuff and hire people to whatever. And that should sort of be negotiated at the beginning of the permit process. Oh, you want to do this? You know, it's going to cost you so much. So that took place.
They raised their camping fees last year too. So I thought
for the forest.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because everywhere in Cuyamaca, all of the campgrounds, everything increased in the forest for,
I mean, with this inflation, I was just at the market and I'm going, this used to be half as much. So I mean, I get like,
I don't get out much.
So anyway, cost recovery.
Okay. All right, so
I'm trying to move on.
What we're going to do, Lost Lizard Run, we're going to do it. They're going to charge you $6 a person, right?
Yeah.
And then we're leaving. We're not touching a thing. We're not cleaning up. We're not leaving.
I would never do that.
Well, Dave has a different perspective.
My heart and my passion and my soul.
Then don't put me in charge. Because,
you're not in charge. Because this is an agency that is a good agency. We like these people. We're not going to screw with them.
But you only need to do it once and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry. We won't do that again.
I don't know. It's not worth it. I'm afraid of what could happen.
You remind me of what's her face bowing to the Chinese, for God's sake.
No.
Never mind that. So SB 708, you remember our bill,
the
red sticker bill?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Rebecca Bauer Kahn? She was the one who screwed with us over at Carnegie a couple years ago.
Yep.
She's the chair of the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee. She has chosen to not allow this bill to move in her committee.
So they held the bill.
It died last week.
Yep.
The bill that has had unanimous support all the way through the Senate and into the Assembly.
How can she get away with that?
Maybe you don't know how the legislative process works, but when you're a committee chair, you have a lot of power.
Yep.
Wow.
And she has been granted committee chair for Water Parks and Wildlife, and only bills that she wants to go through will go through. And by the way, I believe she is owned by the Sierra Club.
She has a close relationship
with them. And the Sierra, so at the beginning of the legislative cycle, the Sierra Club published a list of bills that they cared about. We oppose these bills and we support these bills. And I carefully read through that list. And this bill was not on there. Like, this was not in their sights, according to what was public.
This is our Senator Brian Jones's bill for the red sticker.
Who sat in this chair for more than 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is his bill, and it's not a big deal, but it is a deal.
So she's not going to let it go through.
Well, basically what his red sticker bill was, it was going to give us a little sticker that we could put on our bikes to make it legal for them to be on public land.
No,
right?
Not to be on public, only to
on
be used
private.
To be used in competition.
Yes. Yeah, on public.
That's the only, to be in competitions on public land. If it's not a competition, you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do a lot, but it does a little bit. It allows your bike to be in the system for law enforcement, for getting a loan, for tracking it, like if it was stolen. But it's not a bill that will allow you to take it out to the desert. So it's a bummer. I feel bad for Brian Jones because it's the fourth time he's tried to do this legislatively, and he'll only have one more year to do this. Bill, Brian's terming out next year.
Yeah, then when he's gone, we're done. I mean, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Geez, now you got to run for office.
I don't know who's going to run for his seat.
You.
You're not. Andrew doing Hayes anything. Is going
You're not
for
doing
assembly.
Anything else?
Yeah, come I already in. Have state experience.
There you. Hello. You can argue with me all day long. I am not going to leave it
all
alone.
All right, you're being anybody, my campaign manager.
Absolutely. Just don't get me in front of anybody that'll get us in trouble because.
Dave, that's half of our
Dave's filter.
No,
that's I half wanna, the constituents. Dave.
I want. I won't be say it's broken, thorn.
But Dave's filter has a big crack in it.
Thorn in their side. I want him to just say, "Ah, oh, geez, here comes Storm."
Bad enough, he's a thorn in our side, Audrey.
But we don't need. We need a thorn.
We need another Ed Waldheim
for sure.
Okay, I mean, I don't even know who Ed is, but I like him already.
Ed Waldheim. Ed Waldheim was a Corva president and managing director for many years.
14 years of director.
Very aggressive.
Did he die of natural causes?
He would yell at people.
And are you sure?
He would scream and yell and
say,
"You're not using my tax money like that. That's not what it's for.
See?
This isn't what this program is about."
What am I missing?
Yes.
How come we don't have another one of those?
We
need one.
We did, and he kind of got...
he get a lot accomplished?
He kind of got blackballed out of the industry because people said he was too aggressive. So he's
Then you know what? All you idiots that thought he was too aggressive, go sell ice cream.
Does it start with a J?
Go sell ice cream.
I know. I miss him.
SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Power on. Power on.
Folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Folks, you really got to join SDORC. We cannot fight this battle with the small cadre we have. We need help.
Thank you, Dave.
And if you have more money that you don't know what to do with and you want to throw it into an area, yes, Brandon, even you, to a cause that'll help keep our... There's nothing nicer than taking your kids out into the world and enjoy the sand, the sun, the stars. Please help us, because we have people from another country, another planet, not sure which one yet, that just don't want us to enjoy ourselves.
Joel Anderson is a paid member
of
SDORC.
Yeah. What's he done lately? Thank you very much.
He's a good guy. I will never knock
Joel.
I'm a
good guy.
But Joel's in the power to do things for us, and he does things for us.
Well, we need to yell at him. He hasn't done anything for us lately.
He's doing something big for us. He's the one behind the off-road park.
And I'm calling him Monday.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to do Crystal Clear, and then you could do Lifestyle?
Nope.
Crystal Clear Detailing. Follow them on Instagram at KCD_San Diego. They're here for your motorhome, boat, RV, motorcycle, travel trailer, side-by-side, buggy. Anything that you've got from your exotic or your classic car, he comes to you to get the job done. Serving all of San Diego since 2008. Give him a call and he can get you taken care of. Mention SDORC Dirt Radio and get 15% off. Crystal Clear Detailing. Give him a call at 858-229-3669 or follow him on Instagram.
I need to call him. Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside. You bought a Jeep, Toyota, Ford, Chevy, and you want to trick it out. You know, there's a lot of people out there that will do it for you and take all your money and not have a clue what they're doing. Tony and his team, he has assembled an amazing shop that can take care of all of your needs. Everything from oil changes to a complete rehab of your vehicle. He'll give you a strong estimate, show you exactly what he's going to do, stands behind it 110%. And as a little side job, if you have a fleet company and you have a fleet of trucks that you're having trouble getting your vehicles in and out in a timely fashion, Tony can do that for you as well. 619-499-5323. Give Tony a call. Tell him you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, what else have you got?
Dave, can we talk about fuel tax?
No.
I want to talk a little bit about fuel tax.
Did I tell you my fuel bill last month was almost $800?
$787. You told us in the first segment. I'm sick. I just moved to Alpine.
I tried to tell you.
Dave, we're gonna start a GoFundMe and buy you a Prius.
I got one. It's my wife.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, so, I drive an electric car today.
Hey, you asked why the TDI Jetta was downstairs and not the Jeep.
I know.
You really want to know why?
Because Alpine's a lot for... I'm glad you're not wearing out your Jeep driving across the county every day.
I need to go to Lifestyle for an alignment.
Are
right
you
now.
Not enjoying Alpine?
I love Alpine. The outdoors.
Every time you come down a hill, it's foggy.
Oh, yes.
But you wake up every morning in beautiful sun.
Oh,
nice,
it's gorgeous.
Breeze.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I just, the animals. Dave, there's
and the
like
dogs.
Three tarantulas around my trailer. I've made friends with them. I'm feeding one chicken.
Well, of course you are.
I love tarantulas. I'll pick them up. So the tax on a gallon of gasoline went up 4 cents last week.
No,
per
they
gallon.
Just raised it to eight.
It went up 4 cents a gallon. It went up 8%.
8%, 4 cents. Okay.
But it went up 4 cents. So here's what you are paying for when you buy a gallon of gas. You're paying 54 cents to the state. It's called an excise tax. You're paying 18.4 cents to the federal government. That's an excise tax. You're paying 23 cents per gallon to California's cap and trade program. Does that make you happy, Audrey?
No.
It freaking makes me want to throw rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
What trade program? There
cap
is no trade. There is no cap and trade program that I'm aware of.
That's,
I think.
I'm sure that money's going to some kind of luxury goods somewhere.
Yeah.
18 cents per gallon to the state's low carbon fuel program. And who the heck knows what that means?
That's CARB, California
Air
Resources
Board. Low carbon
Board.
Fuel program. That's going to CARB.
That's going to
the
CARB.
The people that
California
are messing
Air
with our
Resources
red sticker
program. Mm-hmm.
And the gas cans.
Yep.
And motorcycles.
Yep.
Because they're turning the screws on gas cans and motorcycles now.
I get at least 3 emails a week right now on the state of California's low carbon rule that they are trying to enforce and do. Oh. I should start forwarding them to you.
2 cents. Send me some. I'm interested. 2 cents a gallon for underground gas storage. When you buy a gallon of liquid gasoline, 2 cents of that is going towards underground natural gas storage.
Who's underground? Well, okay, a natural gas storage from the fuel tax instead of from the propane. I mean, they should be taking that from the propane. Why isn't that coming from the fuel tax?
From SDG&E.
Why is that not coming from SDG&E's billing and what they do?
I'm reporting.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking for more bills from SDG&E.
I'm reporting what's going on. I'm not behind this.
This is absolutely amazing.
And then there's an average of 3.7 in state and local taxes. So like our county, you know, you pay sales tax.
Yeah.
So 3.7% local sales tax. So all in all, when you buy a gallon of gasoline, about $1.19.
We're not allowed
to
drill for oil.
I remember when
shut down
when gas,
natural gas.
God, I'm old. So, I remember when gas was 29 cents a gallon.
Oh my God.
My mom
when
used
I,
to
when
drive
I first
around,
started driving, it was $1.82 a gallon. When I was 15 and first started driving. How sad is that? But I want to know about the fuel storage. What fuel storage? Where
no,
do we
gas
have,
storage, not where, fuel, gas.
Where did we have gas storage at?
Oh.
Underground gas storage. Where? What?
Like up north, there's an area where they pulled oil out of the ground and there's space underground and they pump natural gas into the ground and it stays there. And they store it there. And they take it out as it goes to customers. It's weird, but it's true.
Huh. Okay, I didn't
it's
know
weird.
That.
They use
I learned something.
Under the earth, there's a massive storage facility.
Okay.
And they can put it down there, and they can take it out.
Okay, okay. And so why is 2%?
I was stunned. I only learned about that a couple of years ago.
Coming from
why it? Is it not when, going to the SDG&E and the... I don't know why it's being... I mean, we can look into it, but... I'd rather just work on off-road stuff than fuel stuff. But it's
Well, moving to Alpine now, knowing what they're trying to do with the natural gas propane and trying to reduce it and trying to have people switch to all electric by 2030 just really upsets me and frustrates me that I'm paying my fuel that I could be saving money on. Because I right now, I completely drive out of my way to go to Sequan Casino because the diesel at Sequan Casino, it went from 412 to 432 with this gas increase.
That's pretty low
this week.
I'm paying a lot more than that.
Yeah, because if you go down to my work or you go down to anywhere else, you're paying $5.75, $5.82, $5.99. I had $6.05 down in IB, and that's for diesel.
For diesel?
So, yeah,
because I've
diesel.
Seen it a little below $5.
And I haven't found it anywhere below $5 except for at a casino. And that's been the only place on the tribal grounds.
Sierra Mesa where I get diesel. It's a pretty good price. And I was researching where is the good price. And so this is,
yeah,
the station has a good price.
My phone too.
And then a bunch of people were complaining that their credit cards were getting jacked from this one.
You know,
place.
When you think
so
about
I go
going
there with
out
cash.
To,
I go there with cash and they don't take my credit card.
You talk about going to the desert, right? When we fuel up to go to the desert, I'm putting it in my tow rig. I'm putting it in my trailer for storage because I have a fuel pump in my thing so I can pump, I can put fuel in my toys. And then we also take 5 gallon gas cans aside from that because we have the Jeeps too. And we load one on my husband's Jeep and he goes out so he can fill his Jeep when we're out. So that's four different things that I'm putting fuel into, not in my Jeep and his Jeep. So that's seven different things that I'm putting fuel into when I go to the desert. You know how much that's costing me?
Audrey, are there any 1-ton electric trucks out there that could tow your big rig?
No, because the Ford that came out, what would the
or
I
the
want to
Rivian,
say is the,
like they don't have enough capacity.
No, absolutely
or you would
not.
Have to
they make
it
like 3 miles, you know. And then they don't even.
There's not enough sun in the desert to solar charge that thing to get home.
Absolutely not.
So there's no electric RVs. There's no electric 1-tons to pull your RV toy hauler.
No.
There's not a good electric Jeep out. It's like it's just the alternative's not here yet. So why are they turning the screws on this and there's not a good alternative?
I don't know.
Thank you for being a listener today.
Yes. Thank you for tuning into SDORC Dirt Radio. Become a member of SDORC. Follow us on Instagram and social media. $25 annual memberships help us to do what we do. We need you out there. Thank you for tuning in to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.